the aim of all Baba's children is to become complete, is to become perfect and go back home. As we came as a perfect beings, go back as perfect, complete, clean, pure beings. But just in between coming and going back, we have little problems now. Through the journey of life, we have gathered so many things. Rather, diseases. Now we have to cure it. If a person having any disease, and he comes to know that I have certain disease, a particular disease, he makes all the effort to keep himself away from all those things that increases his disease. He makes all the effort to take all sorts of precautions to cure his disease. If someone says, don't go when too many people are there, you catch infection, he says, okay, I will not go. Don't eat this, then if you eat this, your disease will increase. He will not eat that. If you eat that bitter thing, it will be very helpful for your disease. So even if he doesn't like, he start eating that bitter thing. In the same way, leave alone a diseased person. If someone tells you, if you go this way, you will fall down. Yesterday, one sister fell down and she broke her leg. She is in the hospital. She got multiple fractures because she went by this way. So be careful while you go this way. Now once you hear that, you will be very careful when you go that way. Yeah? And if you see, if there is another way, you prefer not to go this way. You stop going this way. You heard once, but that fits in the mind so well, you don't want to go that way. You renounce going this way, though it is an easy way, but you don't want to go this way. If someone says, if you go that way, a lot of accidents. Even if you drive slowly, somehow or the other, you meet with an accident. Then you're very cautious. You take another way because you don't want to meet with an accident. Just once somebody said, you did not see, but somebody said and I heard it once. So I take precaution. It fits in the mind. It goes into my consciousness and I become very conscious of it. Yeah. You're feeling well now? You're okay? Yeah? Okay. Now, you just go to the doctor to say hello. And doctor say, oh brother, you came after a long time. Come. I think you look little bit pale. Let me check your blood. He takes blood test, he takes that test, he takes x-ray. And he says, your kidney is not functioning very well. You know? You went to the doctor very happy, cheerful face. And he says, you're not even aware, your kidney is not working. You see, this problem. And your blood is so low, your hemoglobin has gone so low. You see? And you have some problem in your digestion. Your that is not working. So after all these reports, when you come out, how is your face? You went very happy, healthy, but you come out of the doctor feeling very sick. You were not sick before going to the doctor. And then after, as you come out of the doctor place, after meeting the doctor, you came or come out, consciously you start feeling tired. See, my kidney is not working. It means I am a sick person. I should take rest. I can't walk properly. You know, I'm sick. My kidney is not working. So I take it consciously. Now, when I know that my mind and intellect, for a Brahman, mind and intellect is the vital organs, vital things. The entire game of life is based on the mind and the intellect. Now I have to see if my mind and intellect is sick or healthy. I don't have to see somebody else's face. But let me see my mind and intellect to see if my mind and intellect is healthy or sick. Now what are the signs to tell that my mind and intellect are sick? Because many a times a patient would not know that he is sick. Some symptoms somebody sees, or, you know, well, I recognize gradually, I identify those symptoms and then I come to know, oh, I have this and this and this, so it means I have sick. I am sick. So what are the symptoms of a sick mind? Because we have to cure, no? We have come to, Baba says, this is the home, this is hospital come university. We are here to study, but when Baba specially mentions that this is hospital, it means we are also somewhere or the other, we have some sicknesses and we have to cure them. Yes? So how do I know that my mind and my intellect are sick? What are the symptoms? Okay, what is the sign of a healthy mind and intellect? What is the sign of a healthy mind? Happy. Oh, yeah, happy. And? Okay. And what is the sign of a sick mind and sick intellect? Huh? Complains all the time. That is sickness. And? Boring? Boring. Okay. And? Stress. And? Negative thoughts. Irritation. Getting upset quickly. You see? Becoming very fragile and too sensitive. Even any little thing can bother you. If somebody doesn't smile can bother you. If somebody smiles can also bother you. Why is this person smiling? He never smiled at me yesterday. Why is he smiling today? So you go back to room and start thinking. Why he must have smiled? Could be this, could be that. Maybe this or maybe that. Too much. So too much thinking is the sign of sick mind. That causes irritation, that causes. Now when I know my mind is sick, I should keep myself away from all those things that makes my mind sick. Yes? And we have to cure our mind naturally. There are different types of treatments today. Allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, you see? And there is also natural cure, nature cure. People nowadays turn more towards the nature cure, healing. You see, healing touch and healing that and healing this. Now I have to cure my nature. When we talk about nature, one thing nature means habit. Our habits. Another thing nature means my sanskaras from the past. And the third thing nature means my body. This is physical nature, made up of five elements, physical body. And the fourth thing is the nature, outside nature. Now I have to cure, when we call about the curing, I have to cure my nature, naturally cure, and cure my nature. Cure my nature naturally. Nature means also natural thing, no artificial, no chemicals. No that and no this. It's very natural. Now how am I going to deal with all these four things? My habits, my sanskaras, my body, and outside nature. I have to cure all these four. I have to be the master of all these four things. Then it is considered that I've cured, I have a complete cure, complete nature cure. Any one of this doesn't work, or one of this is not properly healed, or if I don't become master of any one of these four, then I'm not completely cured. I've not cured my nature completely. Yeah? Now, my habits, actually for Brahmins, it's much easy to change our habits, because habits are acquired things. Maybe just in this birth, we have acquired certain habits. We learn certain things and we form habits, and it's easy to overcome habits because we have knowledge, we connect the mind and intellect with Baba, and we have power, and we are able to give up easily certain habits, change our habits rather, because I know the value of the knowledge and the other side of it, my pure life. So it's easy for me to change certain habits. But when it comes to sanskara, it's a bit difficult. Because certain habits I know. I know I formed it. But certain sanskaras I'm not even aware. I think that's how I am. And I never ever felt that particular nature of mine, that particular sanskara of mine was ever wrong. Now, even if I come to know, I need a lot of time I have to spend on myself to sit and see what are those sanskaras, the old stuff I have, which I need to cure or transform or change. If I don't sit with myself, analyze, and take time for self-realization to see what is that I have, it is very even difficult to identify my own sanskaras. I wouldn't know. Even somebody points out and tells, look, you're a very arrogant person. I think I was very humble always, all the time. Why people tell I'm very arrogant? You're too bossy. I speak to people very naturally. I speak to people very sweet. Why people think I'm very bossy or I'm very commanding type of, why? I don't understand that I'm speaking in that way, but people are feeling so. But I can't comprehend, I can't just understand that I have this in me, because I didn't sit with myself to see what I have and what I should not have. Knowledge or meditation doesn't just mean I know I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm Baba's child. I know 84 births, I know that, I know tree, I know this, I know God is incorporeal, I know Krishna is not God. And I listen to Murli, I enjoy Murli and finished. Brahman life is over. You get bored. After some time, you will not enjoy meditation anymore. After some time, meditation becomes a sign to sleep. Meditation means it's a time for me to sleep. That's how it becomes. Red light on, it's time to sleep. Take a rest. I go. I'm not enjoying meditation. I'm not experiencing the attainment. I'm not experiencing God's love. I'm not experiencing that super senseless joy that Baba talks about. God is sitting in front of me. He's talking to me. I have to talk to Him. After being a Brahman, if I have not talked to God, God has not talked to me. If I have not experienced God's love, if I have not loved God who is right there in front of me, if I have not experienced all relationships with Him, the taste, the juice, the nectar of all relationships with Him, if I have not attained that unlimited treasures what God is opening for me, then what am I doing? What have I done? After being so many years, listening to Murli's, being so regular, what did I do? After so many years, if I've not understood God and what God wants from me, what God expects from me, and I'm not able to do what He wants me to do, then what am I doing as a Brahman? You see? I've just changed my dress. I have a big, big badge every year. And I sit in the ceremony. I am part of the retreat. I am part of this. I'm very happy with that because I'm becoming senior year after year. And I'm very happy with that. I'm given a responsibility. You are responsible to do this and you're responsible to do that. And I'm very happy with that because I feel I'm very responsible, which is very good, which is very, very good. These are all bonus. We get blessings. We definitely get strength. This helps me to keep away from Maya, which is good. But what about my inner self, my personal effort? I have not done anything. Even when God is opening all His treasures, I am unable to take, fill myself so much, so I feel I don't need anymore. If you would have had very fantastic lunch or dinner of your taste, variety, very delicious, enjoyed it, and you have till brim, yeah, and on the top of it I give you, you also eat this, will you be able to eat more? Will you be able to eat? Can you eat more after very delicious dinner? You would say not now, I'm full. So the contentment, the state of contentment, if I have not experienced, even after being Baba's child, I have somewhere the dissatisfaction, the feeling to want something more has not finished even after I found God, then what am I doing as God's child? What am I doing as Baba's, a Brahman child, selected child, direct child? So So it is very important for me to see that I'm satisfied, I'm contented. If something is there, if something is not there, nothing should bother us. I am on the top of the world. Yeah? Because God is with me, I am with God. It is very easy for God to be with me, but it's very difficult for me to be with God. You know what I mean? Because God is, He never breaks His promise. God is always with me. He says, children, I'm always with you. And He is always with us. But am I with Him? If I have anything else in my mind, as in my mind and intellect other than God, then I'm not with God. Because what is in my mind, I am with that. Either a person, situation, something past, a thing, something that bothers me, something that makes me, you know, feel good, whatever. Whatever is in my mind, either makes me feel good, makes me feel bad, that's what I'm with. I'm not with God. You see? And so it is very important for me to sit and identify my old sanskaras, my old nature, which probably I may not be aware, and that is the hindrance in my spiritual life that takes me, pulls me back from my progress, that keeps me away from enjoying God's company, that keeps me away from attaining all treasures from God, that keeps me away from experiencing that unlimited, unconditional love for all relationship from God, which is the best. Which we can get only once in the entire cycle. God being my friend, God being my beloved, God being my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my everything. All possible relationships we would like to have. In the entire whole cycle, we just get one, the opportunity to have the direct relationship, all relationships with God. And if I'm not able to avail the chance, I'm lost. I'm lost forever. Cycle after cycle, I'm lost. And why did I lose? Even after I found Baba, I still lose the experience, is because that one or two sanskaras which I have that keeps me from having that experience. That little habit, that little, you know, negative nature I have, that keeps me from that. So this is where I have to sit and identify what are those old sanskaras which I have. One thing is a very, very certain, that we are all special souls. None sitting here, not even one single Baba's child is not special. Everyone is special, extraordinarily special, because we are chosen by God. That is for sure. It is also very important for me to identify my special things, and it's also very important for me to identify those things that keeps me from my destination. Keeps me from my, you know, goal. What makes me trip down. You see? You know, the biggest gate for Maya is when you lose your enthusiasm, your spirit, that opens gate for Maya. And that is the reason Baba always says, zeal and enthusiasm, they are like your wings. When wings are cut, can a bird fly? Bird can fly without wings. So I can't fly also. I sit here in meditation, very nice song, you see, very nice atmosphere. Somebody's daddy is giving drishti and everything is okay. And I'm saying, I'm flying, I'm going beyond the sun, moon, stars. Not even an inch I've moved. I'm right here. I can't fly. There is some heaviness in the soul, in the mind. Obesity is also disease. Yeah? Obesity is a disease. So soul has, you know, fatness, burden, fatness in the sense. There is some burden. Burden of the past. I'm carrying that and I cannot fly. Now this burden is keeping me from the unlimited experience, which is such an unfortunate. And this is what I need to get rid of. So this is where I have to sit and see, what are my old sanskaras? Now how do you know? I still have those nature, old nature, iron aged nature, still with me. What is the sign of having old nature? Now Baba's children, Brahman children, are supposed to feel comfortable all the time. Anytime, anywhere you're not feeling comfortable, that is the old sanskara working. Why am I not feeling, you know, comfortable? What is making me uncomfortable? If I check that, then I will know the reason. And the reason is my old sanskara somewhere or the other. You see? Many times what happens, like, we are used to a particular bag, we are used to a particular jacket, we are used to a pair of shoes, and they are very comfortable all the time. And then if somebody gives you a new pair of shoes, new jacket, a new beautiful new bag, you put it in the suitcase or put it in the cupboard, you lock it up. You have new shoes, you have new that, everything new. It's in the cupboard. You keep it locked. And you still continue to use that old shoes because you're very comfortable with it. You don't want to use the new shoes. In the same way as after we came to Baba, Baba gave us everything new. New identity, new name, new sanskaras. Baba gave us divine intellect. But then we are very comfortable with the old ones because we have been using it for a long time. So all that what Baba has given, it is there. We have locked it. We put it in the cupboard and we have locked it. But we are still using the old ones. If someone asks, you know this? Yeah, I know. I have it in the cupboard. Do you know that? Yeah. It's very new. I haven't even touched it. It's brand new. It's in the cupboard. So everything I've put it in the cupboard and it's brand new. I'm not using. So the knowledge, when it is not used, what is the use? We will not become wise. There are two levels in science. One is theory science and one is applied science. And the same thing in spirituality. One is theory of spirituality, one is applied spirituality. And applied knowledge is called as wisdom. When I'm not using the knowledge, how will I become wise? I have, but I'm not using. You see? I have in my pocket, you know, money. I have everything in my pocket, but I'm very hungry. Sometimes I don't even remember that I have. You see? It's new. I have purse in my pocket. I'm very hungry. And I stay hungry because I don't remember I have something in my pocket and I could take and use it and I can be happy. Awareness. As you keep and keep and keep, I forget that I have. And that this is the habit we have, and that is the reason. Like we all heard Murli this morning. Yeah? Yeah? Heard Murli this morning? How much we remember? If we are here to repeat the Murli, how much can we remember? Today's Murli, very good, very good. Oh, Didi, very good. She gave very good Murli today. Baba spoke very good Murli. But what? I don't remember. Because I'm not using it. If I continuously use, I know where it is. So gradually, in the beginning, I know this is where I keep. This is what I have. This is what I have. But continuously, when I don't use it, it is not in my awareness. I forget. And when I forget, then it's as good as I don't have. You have it, but you don't know. So what use of you having? It is as good as you don't have. You have a cardigan in your bag. You don't remember, it's very cold. So you still feel the cold and you stay in the cold because you don't have a shawl. You don't remember you have a shawl. It means you don't have a shawl. As good as you don't have a shawl. Yeah? So even though I have something, but I've not been using it, gradually, I'm not conscious of it. I'm not, you know, it goes out of my awareness. And when something is not in my awareness, it's as if I don't have. Because Baba many times says that the whole drama is on the basis of awareness and to forget, to remember and to forget. Oh, not clear? Or not happening? You can't hear? You can't hear the translation? No translation? Oh. Sorry? Dekho bhaiya kya ho raha hai. Oh, okay. Speak something so that they can hear. Is it okay now? Change your frequency to 93. Okay? You can hear now? Okay? Okay. So, now, how am I going to win over or become the master of my nature? Rather, cure it. First thing, I have to keep myself away from all that makes me diseased, makes my mind and intellect diseased. Like Baba says, listening to the waste, talking waste, gossiping, is it good? Anything that makes my mind and intellect impure, I have to keep them away. And the second thing is, this is the study. I have to sit and work with myself. What makes me uncomfortable? What are the sanskaras, the nature which I have still? You see? What keeps me away from experiencing? Meditation, yoga means to experience. I am in Baba's knowledge for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Have I experienced something? Experiencing peace, happiness, no big deal. Have I experienced power? The unlimited. Because it is the power that transforms, helps me in transforming my nature. Have I experienced the real unlimited God's love that helps me transform my nature? Or do I still have expectations from people? Why you're not doing this? You should be doing this. Look, she didn't even say hello to me. Oh, this person, I told Om Shanti and he never said Om Shanti. I was hurt. I was very much hurt. Why he never? He's a very good friend. We took knowledge together. He doesn't even say Om Shanti. Or this one did not do this, or that one did. Why am I disturbed by these little things? If someone tells, someone doesn't say, you said you be happy. I smile, you did not smile, that's your problem, you did not smile, but I smile, I should be happy. You see? When I start looking at others and I want them to do the way I want them to do, then that is a problem. Why should somebody do according to my way? Why should you talk to me the way you want, I want you to talk to me? You have your way, I have my way. Lot of expectations makes me feel bad. Make me feel sick. Feeling bad means feeling sick. So anything that makes you feel bad means you're sick. So when I'm sick, I have to take the medicine. I have to cure this disease. Ask yourself why you're feeling bad. Yeah? And so, another thing which is very important is, I need to have disinterest with love. Baba says it's time to renounce things. Have disinterest for the old world, old body. You see? And when I have that disinterest, it's not by force. Disinterest or renunciation is not when I'm not having, then I think I'm renouncing. Many times, Baba's children think, I have renounced this chair. I'm very happy there. I'm very happy there. I renounced this. But you're happy there. You have been given this. You don't want to take this. You want to take that. And you're very happy. I renounced pizza. Nowadays, I renounced pizza. I only eat burgers. No pizza. Maybe that is not renunciation. Today we are getting pizza in the dining in from Baba's kitchen. No, I've renounced pizza. I'm not going to eat pizza today. I'm going to eat just that one. I'm going to eat just boiled vegetables. No pizza. I'm not going to eat. I've renounced. Do you call this renunciation? Tell me. You're getting what from Baba's kitchen. You did not ask for it. You're getting it. They're prepared. But you say, I don't want this. I give up this, but I want that. What is this? Renunciation or making yourself comfortable? It's very interesting. Many times we think we have renounced something, but actually we don't like to use that because I have my own reason. But outwardly I put a board as, I'm not interested anymore nowadays, you know. Baba says, give up, so I give up. But I'm holding on to something else. Disinterest or renunciation is something to move with the flow. Whatever is yagya system, go according to that. Be comfortable with all that Baba gives us. If it is given, fine. If it is not given, no complaints. Why? Move with the flow. Go with the system what Baba has created, what senior tells us. Oh, that's, I don't have to use my, it's God's. Who houses this? Whose yagya is this? Who created this? No human? Yes? So why should I think? He is there to do. Who choose me? Who choose you? He will take care. Have faith. Move on. Go on. In Laukik, in the path of devotion, people, there are stories. It's all mythological stories. It says, God is the creator. God created ant. God created mosquito. God created honeybee. God created. And because he created every creature, he feeds every creature. Because the creator's job is to feed. And in the path of devotion, they believe this. And one of the stories says, one person wanted to test God. He caught a, you know, black big ant. Big ant? What do you call ant? Huh? Yeah. He put it in a box. He closed and put it aside. Let me see how God is going to feed that ant. He is a creator. He is supposed to feed everyone. Now, I have caught a ant and I've put it in a box and ant cannot come out. Now, how God is going to feed? So next morning, when that person opened the box, he saw one sugar crystal in the box. He was so amazed. He thought, how did the sugar crystal come into this box? And he said, look, that's true. When God created everyone, He is responsible to feed. Even if that ant is caught and put it in a box and sealed, somehow He feeds that because He is the Creator. That's a story. Yeah? It's a story. Maybe the ant might have brought that crystal with it. I don't know. So they believed, the devotees believe, look, God gave that ant a crystal, you know, the sugar. So God feed everyone. So when God can feed an ant, can't He feed us? We are His direct children. We are human beings. We are His direct children. Will He not look after us? Yeah? Will He not care for us? Will He not feed us? So why worry? Will He not put things right? Yes? No? I only have one job to do. And that is to remember Him real, with real love, with true love. And to remember God with true love, to experience that true love from God, the fundamental thing I need to practice, I need to have attention is to be soul conscious. Detach myself from the attraction, attachment of this, my own body, which is nature, which is five elements. I, the soul, I'm non-physical. This body is physical. This body is made up of five elements. And I am a soul. I need to detach myself completely and become conscious. One is to become aware and one is to become conscious. I'm aware that I'm a soul, but I have to be conscious of it. You know what I mean? Yeah? I'm aware that I'm a soul, but am I conscious that I'm a soul? So Baba always emphasizes on soul consciousness, not awareness. I'm aware of God, but am I conscious of God? God consciousness. And then I'll be able to have that experience. I'll be able to win, be master of my own physical body, which is being master of the nature. If I'm able to be the master of this physical body, I'll be able to be the master of the nature outside the five elements, because this is five elements and that's five elements. Nowadays, Baba talks about you know, purifying the nature, purifying the atmosphere through our own attitude, through our own, you see, mind. So if my mind is so sick, how am I going to purify nature? If my own mind is impure and sick, how am I going to purify this body, that element, this element? Is it possible? The whole day, what is that I think? Not consciously, unconsciously, what is that I think? The whole day, what is the memories I have that shows what is the sanskara I have? What is that I remember whole day? You see? What is that I think whole day? That shows the type of sanskara we have. Now to remember Baba, I have to remind myself. Many times I only remember Baba when I come to class. When I'm in the office doing other job, I don't remember Baba. Only when the song is played, I hear the song, I remember, oh, it is traffic control, which means I have to remember Baba. So when I remind myself that I have to remember Baba, it means I was not remembering Baba. Right? So if I was not remembering Baba, I was remembering something else. And if I was remembering something else, that was definitely not pure. Maybe worldly, maybe something else, maybe not even important, maybe unnecessary. Maybe, let us not talk in terms of pure or impure, let us talk in terms of necessary, unnecessary. Probably it might not be necessary. So this is where, if I keep a check on my own mind, and my own, if my mind is holding to all sorts of things, then it will create that attitude. What is that? Again and again I think, that becomes my attitude. You see? In Hindi, attitude, the beautiful word in Hindi for attitude is vritti. Now in Hindi, vritti means cycle. Vritti means cycle. Goes on and on and on and on. Now whatever is in my mind, again and again, that becomes my attitude, and whatever runs in my attitude, whatever is in my attitude, or whatever the attitude has created, that is the vibrations I'm giving out. Whoever pass by, what vibrations they are getting from us. We are going to become angel deities in the golden age. That's a different story. But now, no God in golden age. Yeah? But now, God is with us. He's feeding us, He's waking us up, He's walking with us, He's moving around with us. Now if someone passed by us, or we passed by someone, what vibrations that person should get or is getting? Whatever the attitude I have, that is the vibrations I create, and that is the atmosphere I'm creating around myself. In the ancient times, olden days, very, very olden days, there are stories, and they believe it's just not story, but it used to be, you know, the real thing, truth. Those sages, those holy people, who used to do penance for a long time, where they used to go into the jungle, wild animals around in the jungle, but when they come out, sit in meditation or whatever their way of doing it in the penance. Even the wild animals used to come, when it comes within that circumference, even the wild animals used to become very quiet and peaceful. I was in Delhi for Diwali. You were all here for Diwali celebrated. Dadi Gulzar was there and she was asked a question just before celebrating. She was asked a question. It was a very short interview with her. She was asked a question as to, you were in Yagya for such a long time, how were you able to have the disinterest or renounce everything so easily, so naturally? She said, till now I never feel that I've renounced anything, because Baba was always with us. We enjoyed Baba's company. Baba is waking us up. Baba is feeding us. Baba is talking to us. Anything, Baba, Baba, Baba. We were always with Baba. So I don't even remember that I renounced something or we renounced something. It was very interesting that when we start enjoying something, our life, our Brahman life, our spiritual life, then renouncing is an automatic process. We don't have to do it. But am I enjoying everything, every bit of my Brahman life? Or in the beginning, when I came in Jnana, I was flying up there in the sky. My feet never touched the ground. But after a year and two and three and four, countdown? You call it countdown? That is how it should be? Countdown? After 5 years, 6 years, after 10 years, you ask that person, how is it? Yeah, very good. So why, from the day one or 7 days course I'm taking, the first day you listen to the Murli, first time when you met Baba, can't describe that experience. Why? That period, I was only looking at Baba and Baba and Baba. I came for Baba. I don't see anything else. Nothing is seen to me. Just Baba. And gradually I start seeing, looking at others. Oh, look what she is doing. I am doing such a thing and she's sleeping. That's so nice, bad. So I'm irritated. I feel bad because I looked at her. I looked at this person. I looked at him. I looked at that person. So now more and more I start looking at people. I forgot to look at the father. In the beginning I was only looking at him. Baba and Baba and Baba. But now from Baba I came down, start looking at people. So more people in my mind, less Baba in my mind. And not just that person, not the people, but people's badness is in my mind. People's negative thing is in my mind. So then that is becoming more impure and impure, dirty. I take your garbage, his garbage, her garbage, everybody's garbage and collect. What happens? I become a garbage bin. And for a long time I don't empty that bin. What happens? Eh? Do you all empty garbage bin every day at home? Yes? If you don't empty your kitchen garbage for a long time, what happens? For a month? For 1 month you don't empty? Stinks, na? So, if I'm not emptying my mind for a long time, what happens, mind? What happens in the mind? So let go. Renunciation is not sacrificing, but let it go. Let it go. Let us not hold on to anything. Just let go. Let go. That person is, let him do. That is his karma. That is his role. This person is doing, that is her role. What is my role? You see? Am I responsible for your karma? Am I responsible for your role? So why am I worrying about you? I have so much to worry about myself. You see? And so I should do right thing. at right time, not look at people. Because time go away. Time just pass away. Will time wait for anyone? Can I hold on to the time and say, hold, stay, don't move. That moves on, that moves on, that passes by, that goes away. What am I doing? I'm looking at this one and this one and this one and that one and that one. I stay back. Time go away. Then I stay with garbage because I'm collecting this garbage, this one garbage, this one garbage. And I'm left with garbage alone. You want that to happen? I've come here to clean myself. The best cleansing process is God's remembrance. I've come here to cleanse myself, heal myself, purify myself, create my fortune. But what am I doing through the process? Collecting garbages? Looking at others, you know, negative things is collecting garbage. I think I'm a very good person. I am better than this person. I am better than that person. I am better than that person. I stay like this. But that person who I think very bad, he will improve progress and he will move forward. And I'll stay here. I stay back. So I have to move forward. I have to cure myself. You see? I shouldn't stay diseased all the time and leave the body with disease. I should not leave the body due to disease or with disease and carry disease with me. Can diseased souls go back home? Can diseased soul go back to golden age? So why carry it? Why get upset? Why get irritated? You see? Why I am not able to smile? Baba says spirituality is that to be good with a good person is no big deal. But to be very good with a very bad person is a very good deal, very big deal. That is spiritual. You smile, I smile, what big deal? You don't smile and I smile. I still smile and I don't feel bad about it. And I don't even have complaint. I smiled, why you did not? I smile because I like smiling. I can smile. You don't smile because you cannot smile. That's your problem. So let me be happy. I should not feel bad when you don't smile. That's okay. At least I did my job. You see? So I have to play my role the best. Don't look at other actors. Don't look at others, what others are doing. What they have to do, that is their role. They know what they want to do. But do I know what I have to do? You see? So let me play my role the best. Okay? Om Shanti. If you have any questions to ask, you have few minutes to go. Anyone want to ask anything? You're welcome to. You have 10 minutes to ask, and then we sit in meditation. Yes, please. Sorry? I can't hear you, brother. Disturbance. If something happens,
and then we say, no, it's down. So we have to be more, you know,
Okay. Okay. Now, karma, who does karma? Karma means action. And who does action? An actor. There is no drama without an actor, right? And there is no drama without a karma. But who does karma? Drama or actor? Actor. So whatever karma the actor plays, that becomes drama. So when it is said it is drama or it is karma, it is again I, the soul. Whatever I have done, is that is what is happening. Because that is what has been shot in the drama. I did this, and this is recorded in the drama. If I would not have done this, then I would not have, my action would not have recorded in the drama. And that would not have repeated. So drama is whatever I did, whatever you did, whatever she did, whatever he did. As an actor, the role he played will be recorded in the drama and that will be played. So according to the drama means, according to what each of us have done, that is, according to the time, whatever the role you have played, according to that particular scene, particular role, that comes up again. Because I forget, the actor might forget what he has done, but it is recorded in the drama. So, drama remembers. So it happens according to the drama means, that is what we have done. Disinterest with love. Now, renunciation or disinterest is easy when we have interest in some other way. If I have interest here, I get disinterested here. Unlimited interest here, unlimited disinterest here. So if you want to have unlimited disinterest, then you have to have unlimited interest. An interest in what Baba gives. Look at the attainments Baba is giving. For 21 births, we get golden bodies. Yes? Golden bodies? And in the confluence age, what body we have? Diamond body. So one diamond body, 21 golden bodies. So why should I have interest for this? So I have unlimited interest for that. So I have unlimited disinterest for this. See the attainments what Baba has given. If I get interested in that, then I get disinterested in the other way. You see? What job you are doing, brother? You say, no problem. Okay. Now, this brother is doing a job. Say, for example, he is an engineer. Yes? And he is getting $10,000 per month. Now, after 6 months, this brother gets, he is an engineer, he gets another job in another company, he would get $90,000. So where will he go? Less job, no more job. Very relaxing job, but he's getting $90,000. So where is he going? You ask yourself, you're getting $10,000 for the job you're doing now, and after 6 months you get a job and you're getting $90,000. So what will you do? Will you renounce the 10,000? You call that renunciation? You're getting 90,000. You give up that because you got more. Same thing. Whatever we have in this world, worth a penny. But what we are getting from God is worth diamond. So when I look at the diamond, what is the value of a penny? So am I leaving this? Am I renouncing this? Or am I getting that? So look at what you're getting. And giving up is nothing. In fact, we don't call that giving up. We call that, if you get a increment in your salary, if you get a promotion, you were an assistant manager and you became a general manager. So what do you call that? Promotion? Yeah? Now from an assistant manager, you become the general manager. So assistant manager, did you renounce that job or you progressed? You don't need that job because you got a higher one. So because our Baba's, being Baba's children is a higher life. And he's giving with love. He says, I am with you, child. Don't worry. If you can't do that, don't worry. If you can't do this, don't worry. I am there. At least remember me. If you can't do that, if you can't do anything, don't worry. At least remember with true love from your mind. Then I will do everything for you. This is promotion. If I am able to do this, rest all will automatically gone. Did I answer his question? Okay. Any more questions, please? Okay. Do you know what is in drama? Exactly. So do the best. We have to always do the best from our side. Yes? What will happen? After something happens, it is called as drama. Drama should be used only for the past, after it is finished. Drama, what is going to happen is also drama, definitely, but we don't know. So I have to do the best because I'm an actor and actor is always supposed to do the best. Yeah? She was asking if drama is everything perfect, everything is predestined, everything is made already, how was my making effort will change the drama? Okay? Anything else? Labor, we feel labor when we are not doing it with love, number one. When we are not experiencing something, then it becomes a labor. When I'm not getting for what I'm doing, then I feel tired and I feel I'm laboring. I'm doing, I'm not getting anything. So I feel it's too much for me. So that is the reason Baba says meditation is to attain, experience, get something. If I'm not getting, then what am I doing? Yeah? Okay? No more questions? We have a few minutes meditation. Yeah? Om Shanti. Thank you very much and nice to meet you all. Om Shanti.